May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord our God, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. Well, today's lessons teach us, I really feel, that God's power is from love. When we think of power on earth, we don't usually think that it comes from love. Sometimes fear, sometimes abuse, sometimes control, sometimes intimidation or bullying. But God's power stems only from the love He has for us, from the encouragement He gives us, the direction He willingly shows us. Whether we follow it or not, that's up to us. God's power is His support and His commitment. And we hear about this in the lessons. We also hear in the lessons that God's saving power is for everybody, absolutely all people on the earth, past, present, and future, not a select few. Anyone that turns to Him. God's power is to free us, basically, from ourselves, to free us from our sins, to guide us, to nurture us. In all of it is accomplished with His patience, His mercy, His gentleness, His vulnerability, His forgiveness, and His love. That's God's power. And we see that in Jesus Christ. Now, briefly, I have to admit, this is the lesson from King is beautiful because Solomon also kind of teaches us the same thing. He realizes that there is no other true God except for the God of Israel. All the rest are just the idols. But he also knew, even back then, that even if a foreigner turned to God, God was willing and wanting and loving him and or her and willing to save. And in the ancient times, the word fear should be actually translated now as respect and honor. We are never to be afraid of God, never to fear God. He doesn't want that. We obey God because we love Him, not because we have to, but because we love Him. So the phrase, love God and do whatever you want, that's accurate, because if we really love God 24/7, we're going to follow His commandments. Now the centurion is amazing, I have to admit, when we read his story. First of all, the centurion we know is a Gentile, but we also find out he said he's a God-fearing or a God-respecting person. And he had a slave that he cared about. Think about it. He cared about his slave. In those days, they just didn't. It was okay, replaceable, not a big deal. But he valued him. He valued human life. And he knew about Jesus. And what did he do? He heard He was coming, so he thought, okay, I'm going to send for Jesus or ask Him to heal my servant. Now, we might think at first that that's kind of arrogant that he didn't go himself, but really, he did it out of respect because the Gentiles and the Jews they weren't friendly. They were far apart from each other. For a Jew to go into a Gentile's home, it was against their worship of God. It was against their rules. So he was being respectful and asking Jesus, I don't want to insult you by coming to you, and I don't want to insult you by saying, oh, you have to come to my house. But I'm asking you to heal my servant because I believe in you and I trust in you. And when he says, but only speak the word and let my servant be healed. That is amazing. fact, there's a prayer that I say, Lord, I am not worthy that thou should come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my soul shall be healed. I say that before every time I take communion, because I'm not worthy to have God come to me. But through Jesus Christ, God comes to me. And I have the Holy Spirit, and we all have the Holy Spirit in us. We are worthy and we are holy only because of Christ. What was amazing to Jesus is his grasp of authority. The centurion says, well, I understand authority. I understand commands because I'm under authority and I have people under me. But let's think about it. It's a different type of authority. If you told a slave to do something, they either did it or they died. If you told a soldier to do it, they either followed the order or they were gone. And especially back then, that was it. That was their life. If they didn't follow through, that was their life. Jesus' love is exactly the opposite. Jesus is constantly calling us, putting out his arm, saying, I'm here for you. Follow my commandments, not because you're afraid or scared, but follow my commands because I do know what's best. If we dwell with Christ, if we live with Christ, if he lives and dwells in us, that's when we have peace. Even when we are having illnesses, griefs, stresses, troubles, or strains. It's God's power, knowing that he's merciful, knowing that he's forgiving, knowing that he loves us no matter what, that keeps us steady and keeps us able to go day after day after day. So the centurion, he really was amazing because he was aware of the need. And what else? He was aware of the needs of his slave, but he cared enough to take action. He did something about it. He didn't just blow off the slave and forget about it and go on his merry way. He was also respectful of Jesus. He was humble and trusting, and he had immense faith in Christ. So what happened? The Jewish friends went back, and they found that the servant, the slave, was healed. We can trust in Christ. So God's saving power is for everyone. Not only just us, but everyone. And God's saving power, it protects us from ourselves, from our sins. He directs us and encourages us. And in a way, like the centurion, we can compare ourselves because we've never seen Christ face to face, but we believe in Christ. And we can expect Christ to act and to heal, to protect and to nurture, to guide and to love us and to forgive us. So during the day, after we come to church, we have communion, we have Christian fellowship, we have the body and blood of Christ in us, and God is dwelling us in us in a powerful way, and we pray. How about us? How do we think? How do we talk? What do we say? How do we treat people? How do we treat others? Do we care? Do we ignore? Do we forget? Do we imitate Christ? Do we try to know what Christ is all about? Do we remember? Do we study a little bit about Jesus and say, okay, and this might be a cliche, but really, what would Jesus do? Do we ask ourselves that? Do we take the time? Do we make the time to learn and to know our Lord who loves us that much? Our faith is to be even more powerful than that centurion. How we love Christ and each other shows in what we think, what we say, and what we do. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we know it's hot, but we thank you that it's not snow or ice or raining. We thank you for this building so that we do have a place to worship. We thank you for everyone here, and we ask that in what we think, what we say, what we do, how we behave, our actions, that maybe we can fill our church with people or other churches, no matter what, so that people are brought close to you and worship you, knowing that Jesus is the Lord and he is the Savior. And his love is like no other. In his name we pray. Amen. Read, found on page 358 in our book of Psalms.